pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Just glad to be back in studio on this Monday. And a few things that we're going to be talking about is Moore continues to move along in the high school sports scene. Had a crazy day of baseball yesterday for the Huskers and Texas A&M. UNK has won back-to-back RMAC tournament championships. And that is just the tip of the iceberg about what we'll be talking about today. We're going to be talking a little state track with a couple of coaches of district champions. Roger Matheson from Kearney will be joining us in the second half of the show. We're going to talk a little Bertrand track with Brad Rankin because, well, both their boys and girls won districts last week. And we'll get a little preview on two different levels, a little A, a little D. We're going to be previewing track and the rest of what's going on with high school athletics as district golf begins today. State track is Friday and Saturday. Updates on ESPN and all of our network stations from Omaha Burke Stadium. Also, soccer continues, although all the area teams have been eliminated. And Grand Island, 1-0 in the state baseball tournament.
Must have knocked off the number one team.
Must have been, well, the number one team knocked themselves off. And I think that's also might have been a little bit of what happened with Texas A&M this weekend as well. But regardless, Grand Island wins, and they are in the winner's bracket. They'll move on to the 10 o'clock game tomorrow, and because of the rain, they were fortunate. They got to play Saturday, day off, then day off today, and whoever they face tomorrow will, you know, it's going to be no rest now. Day. Grand Isle's the only team in the winner's bracket that will get any rest, and we'll talk about that as well. But I think by far the biggest story is UNK baseball winning the RMAC tournament for the second consecutive year. Agree or disagree?
Well, I think that's a big story. I think a lot of
agree
people
agree.
I'm going to disagree. I'm going to disagree
because you and your Husker banter are going to take over the program again.
Well, I think
Douglas, Grand Island Independent, going to join us to talk to the Huskers here in just a couple of minutes.
It's not bigger.
There's no way it's bigger. There's no way it's bigger. There's no way in Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, it's bigger.
It's bigger.
No, it's not. No, it's not. What's more surprising?
What's more surprising, that's the Lopers winning
the
tournament.
Okay, then it's bigger. They're going to the NCAA tournament. Is it a surprise Nebraska's going to the NCAA tournament?
No.
Not at this point. Okay, then it's bigger. UNK, let's face it. Damon Day is the greatest coach in the history of ever. I'm serious. If you are a Loper fan, Hastings College Baseball, they don't always have a great record. And things have struggled here the last couple, 3 years, but they had been making some postseason appearances, and they're hoping to get back to that point. Nebraska was a program that for years was not good. Dave Van Horn comes in, turns it around. You start thinking making the NCAA tournament. Then they start winning regionals. Then they won super regionals. Then they made it to the College World Series. Then they finally won a College World Series game with Mike Anderson at the helm. And now they had just a little slip last year, but able to bounce back from that. And as Coach Rob Childress said here on the show last week from A&M, he thinks Mike Anderson should be the coach of the year because of the way things have turned around here at Nebraska in just 1 year's time. It could have went. I mean, people were calling for Mike Anderson's head, okay? UNK baseball has never, ever been at this level, ever, 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 ever. Years of hoping to maybe, possibly, maybe be a 500 team. And now, even though the record isn't that great, they have played great baseball the last month of the season. They stomped everybody in the tournament, and they're going back out, unfortunately, to face some of the same competition. And we're going to be catching up with Damon Day on the program as they get ready to head out, and we'll be talking with him this week. Also, we're efforting the head coach at Sonoma State to talk with John Gales. And I think, unfortunately, the Lopers have to play the same team in the first round again this year. Again, last year, Sonoma was ranked number one. Lopers went in, won 8-7. I thought that was the biggest story of the year in area athletics. It was the Hickory Huskers. I mean, you just don't do that. And the Lopers now, Sonoma State's not going to be overlooking them. They're not going to be throwing their number five pitcher. Maybe they'll throw their three, but they're not going to throw their number five pitcher against the Lopers and take that chance again.
Doug, in your mind, is UNK ready to make some noise in this tournament and possibly advance to the big tournament?
Well,
I mean, are we at that stage yet
no,
or not?
No. I mean, here's what we talked off air. Here's my opinion. I'll say it. We're going to talk to Damon Day. I mean, this year's UNK team, probably better than last year's UNK team. But the shock factor, the underdog factor is gone. Everybody in that regional that was there last year, and Chico State's there, and I think four of the six teams are the same, they know about UNK now. They know that they're capable of winning. They know that they're back there again. They're not just Johnny-come-lately, Cinderella story type of deal. UNK's got a good baseball team, but they're in the toughest region in the country again. I mean, there is no reason UNK should even be in a region with California teams. That's a joke by the NCAA for a different time. Getting back to the original point, what UNK did this weekend, bigger than what Nebraska did this weekend. I'm not surprised that Nebraska won baseball games this weekend. Surprised how it happened, but I am surprised at the way UNK won baseball games this weekend. 54-23, went 4-0. No game was really close except Mesa State. It was 6-3 going into the ninth. They tack on 5, win it 11-3.
Well, I think a lot of people thought, you know, the pitching had been so up and down for the Lopers all season long. I think a lot of people thought, well, they're going to have one of those outings that's not going to go well. Somebody's going to put up 9 or 12 runs on them. Didn't happen. They got solid pitching performances to go along with the power in the lineup that everybody had heard about.
By the way, just before we get to Terry Douglas here to talk Husker baseball, if Kelly Nocke is, like, lingering around out in the foyer or out in the lobby of where you're at, and she wants to talk to you from ESPN Outside the Lines, run. Run. O.J. Mayo didn't know what the heck happened. Anyway, we'll talk about that. But witnessing all of the games this weekend from the friendly confines of the press box at Haymarket Park in Hawksfield, the sports editor of the Grand Island Independent, and we're pleased to once again catch up with Terry Douglas joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, sir.
Hey, guys. Good to be with you.
Bigger story, Huskers performance this weekend or UNK baseball? That's how we started the show. What was the bigger story in your mind?
Well, that's a tough one.
I mean, from a, I guess, and again, yeah, you have to break it down. People in Lincoln don't care what happened out
right
here. I understand that.
Right. Yeah. Obviously, the accomplishment. You know, if you're just, you know, making the comparison and for the stage of UNK's season compared to where Nebraska is in its season, well, I mean, obviously the accomplishment that UNK just put on the board is more impressive. However, you know, with the interest in Husker baseball, I think that's probably the thing that's going to have more people buzzing in the office today and kind of this week is, you know, talking about the performance. And obviously I think more people know about it and are more able to easily follow it just because of the publicity that it gets.
Terry, if you go back to Friday night, I think a lot of people are surprised about, you know, just the bizarre situations in which every game was played under 16 innings Friday night. I called it, it was basically a dogfight. Neither team would give up until, you know, Mitch Abeda drops a pop-up. They get another chance, you know, three-run double is hit to right center. That was a ball game. But 16 innings, how did the Huskers manage to come back and fight?
Yeah, that is, you know, that has been the trademark of this team that's really come together under Mike Anderson this year is they simply do not give up and they won't quit. Even if maybe some of them wouldn't like to admit, you know, when they were down, you know, 4 and 5 runs yesterday, but they said that they always believed. But the interesting thing, I think, looking back on the series, and a lot of us were talking about in the press box last night, is, you know, possibly the fact that Texas A&M would have been better off losing Friday's game in, say, 9 innings, say Nebraska rallies and wins at the bottom of the ninth, than the Aggies were with having to go 16 innings, having to use their closer, Travis Starling, for 8 innings in that game on Friday, having him unavailable for the rest of the weekend. You know, that totally stretches out the rest of the bullpen. Kyle Thiebaud, who leads the Big 12 in ERA, he had to pitch more innings, I'm sure, than they would have liked. So, you know, and that's what it came down to. The first game of yesterday's doubleheader, amazing comeback by Nebraska. The second game, just came down to A&M completely running out of pitching. As that thing started rolling downhill, you could just kind of see it happening.
Of course, you know, amazing comeback, but not very surprising to some of us, of course.
Of course. I think Duda was calling that yesterday, if I remember correctly.
always got to talk to the paper people to get my information. Terry, though, wasn't that good of baseball this weekend, was it? I mean, you look back, you start Friday, how were the last runs scored? Leadoff walks, hit batsmen, errors. Even Johnny Dorn had some problem plunking a couple of guys. A&M, 6 errors in the last game yesterday, 12 for the series. And you know, Nebraska, I think, even in game one yesterday, had a couple of plays that weren't ruled errors, but, you know, plays you should have at least made. Now, whether you'd have thrown the guy out at first, it would have been bang, bang. But, you know, it was kind of sloppy.
Yeah, you know, it was a very exciting, you know, I think when you come away from this, especially if you're a Nebraska fan, you're saying, wow, you know, this was a highly hyped series that lived up to its billing just as far as providing some maybe exciting baseball and some exciting finishes, but maybe it certainly wasn't what a lot of us expected coming in. You know, both teams were, you know, pretty good at fielding the ball coming in, and like you said, A&M makes 12 errors in the series. They'd made 18 errors in their first 21 Big 12 conference games. So, you know, without them kicking the ball around, Nebraska probably doesn't have a chance to do any of that. And it just was, you know, I think people thought that if A&M got leads late in the game, you know, that they had the bullpen to be able to slam the door. The other thing that people said going in was that, and even Mike Anderson said on Thursday, that Nebraska wasn't going to be able to get in a, you know, slugfest type of game with A&M, that A&M could score runs in bunches, and Nebraska, you know, needs to, you know, push 4, 5, 6, 7 runs across and win with good pitching and defense. None of that transpired. And as you said, at times a little sloppy, but I think that the thing that really comes out of this is the depth of Nebraska's bullpen. I mean, the pitching wasn't always tremendous, but the fact was that Nebraska ended up having a lot more arms by the time we got to Sunday night than A&M had.
Terry Douglas, sports editor for the Grand Island Independent, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Terry, if you look at one player yesterday, I think you look at Dave Stewart and the emergence of him coming onto the scene, the first game, the big home run, and then a double late. Just to do it on that stage had to be exciting and had to just thrust him in, as far as the confidence level goes, towards the end of the season.
Yeah, exactly. A guy comes in, hadn't been getting a lot of playing time lately. I think goes 4 for 9, the doubleheader, 2 doubles, a home run. I think he drove in 7 total, including 5 in the first game. And Mike Anderson comments after the game that he'd never seen a nickname catch on with the fans so quickly, as they were starting to chant "Stew" every time he would come up to the plate or get on base. So, you know, it was only a doubleheader, but certainly the freshman from St. Louis won over some fans yesterday with a big day.
Terry, your thoughts on Ben Klein, Nebraska's shortstop, but didn't play game 2 of the doubleheader yesterday. I think that was probably expected, to platoon with Andy Cotton. But I guess he was thrust in there a little while ago playing good, and now he's starting to hit some road bumps. What are you hearing there?
Well, I think it's just a matter of a freshman and maybe some lapses, whether it's concentration-wise, and I think it was all about defense. He had a misplay, maybe a couple misplays defensively, and I think it was just a matter of maybe sending a message to them. You know, they have big expectations for him and what he's going to be able to do at that shortstop position, and so I think maybe it was just a situation where they get him out of there and let him know that, you know, you can't have those kind of lapses. And if you're going to hold down that position, they need the consistent play that, you know, guys like Joe Simikatis have given him in the past, where you can just count on him every time. So I think that there's still high expectation. I think they feel like that he has the capability to hit and be a very good hitter, you know, at times. But, you know, right now I think he's just running into some of those freshman things.
Terry, overall, in following this team, Nebraska takes care and wins a series at home. How good is this ball team with one Big 12 series remaining?
Very good. I don't think there's any denying. You know, I think there's been a lot of talk throughout the season if Nebraska's, you know, just doing it with smoke and mirrors. You know, a team that was eighth or ninth in the Big 12 in batting, yet they continue to just find a way to win games. And, you know, it almost looked like that you know, magic potion that they'd had all year was beginning to run out. And then what do? They come out with the second and third largest comebacks in, you know, the 6-year tenure of Mike Anderson as head coach. So if anything else, I think their confidence level very high right now. Not to say they couldn't have a big letdown Tuesday night against Creighton, because obviously that series, I think, is Sunday, sucked a lot out of life out of them. But as far as going on in the future in the Big 12, the Big 12 tournament, and the postseason, this is a team I think that's definitely going to think it's never out of a game.
Could be the biggest who cares game of the entire season, but yet I think Nebraska is going to find a way to get it done again. And I guess, Terry, before we let you get out of here, the big thing I thought yesterday was Nebraska was a play away from losing both games, maybe, and then they would have slid into third place in the conference. It's going to be awful tough to catch A&M next week. I mean, you're talking about A&M finishing the season 2-4 in Big 12 play, and that's your only chance to catch them by playing Texas, and Nebraska would have to sweep Missouri. So in the big picture of things, let's just say A&M wins a conference, Nebraska and Oklahoma State will be in that 2-3 pod, I guess you will, when they go to the Big 12 tournament. You've seen the Big 12. Is Nebraska the best team in the Big 12? Is A&M the best team? Okie State? Who do you think?
You know, I don't know if I can necessarily say that Nebraska has separated itself from A&M and obviously Oklahoma State with what Oklahoma State did to Nebraska down there. Yeah, that the thing that comes to mind right now is, you know, this regular season conference race, you know, maybe seems important right now, and obviously Nebraska would like to win it. But once we get to, you know, Selection Monday and, you know, the Big 12 tournament and the Big 12 regular season are in the rearview mirror, the only thing that's really going to matter is how Nebraska is, you know, faring as far as the RPI, and that's something that they did very well for themselves with taking 2 out of 3 from A&M. Talking to a national writer who was there in the press box yesterday, I think he feels like that if Nebraska could get, you know, one game, obviously it'd be like to have two, but one game at Missouri and show decently in the Big 12 tournament, the Huskers really could have a good chance at a top 8 national seed. And, of course, we all know that means the possibility of hosting regionals and super regionals. So that'd be a big key there, and definitely much more important than a Big 12 regular season championship.
Terry, as always, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate the insight.
All right, good talking to you guys. Take care.
Take care. Terry Douglas, sports editor of the Grand Island Independent, witnessing all 3 games of the Huskers and Aggies, and, of course, covering the Husker baseball team as well, getting his insights on how Big Red will do. A lot more to talk about on Husker baseball, which I'm sure Daddy will want to do the rest of the week. But we've got some local things to take a look at as well, including state track. Bertrand Vikings have done a great job, and they've got some great athletes that are headed down to Omaha, and we're going to talk with their head coach, Brad Rankin, right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two gentlemen who are known for their razor-sharp wit, insightful commentaries, probing interview techniques, and charm. These broadcasting mega men will be back right after this. All right, you two. I said what you wanted. Now, where's my money? It's time for the Franklin County Memorial Hospital's second annual golf tournament. That's right. Lots of golfing, food, prizes, and more. Teams of 4 cost only $160. Call soon. Space is limited. The Franklin County Memorial Hospital Golf Tournament, Saturday, May 17th at 1 p.m. at the Franklin Country Club in Franklin. To register, call the Franklin County Hospital at 308-425-6221 or 800-753-2479. That's 800-753-2479. The Franklin County Memorial Hospital Annual Golf Tournament, May 17th.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Kansas City Royals continue their homestand against the Detroit Tigers beginning Tuesday night with first pitch scheduled for 7:10 here on ESPN Radio. The Nebraska baseball team will take on Creighton at Rosenblatt Stadium Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. The game will be televised by Nebraska Educational Television. Then the Huskers wrap up the regular season at Missouri Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The UNK baseball team will compete in the West Regional of the NCAA Division II tournament starting Thursday against Sonoma State. Sonoma State is 46-13 in the top seed. That game will be at 1 o'clock on Thursday. The Class A State baseball tournament will continue for Grand Island Tuesday at 10 a.m. They'll play Omaha West Side or Papillion La Vista South. And the State High School Track and Field Championships are this Friday and Saturday in Omaha. Complete coverage here on ESPN Radio and District Golf going on Monday and Tuesday throughout the state. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN.
California. show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. They build clubs that, you know, alleviate the wind. I know Kevin Kamrath out at the Kearney Golf Center, located just across from UNK's Health and Sports Center, south of Highway 30. You know, he can custom build.
He can do a lot of things. I'm not sure he can do that.
Can he do anything about the wind?
He's a crazy little man.
He's been there for 19 years in the business. He's given over 7,000 lessons, and he wants to help your golf game. And with the wind, head out to their golf range, head out to the driving range. You can improve your game even when it's windy. Sometimes that shows the errors of your ways a little bit more, and you can work on it. They've got 8 target greens where you can work on pitching wedges, anything to your woods and your long irons, help you work on your game.
Oh, not just a little bit, Doug. It'll greatly exaggerate your errors today.
Well, we don't want you to get any, well, I don't want to get any worse, so I'm sure you don't want to get any worse. They are there for you, and of course, as you're trying to get better, you just maybe haven't had time to go out and play 9 or a full 18-hole round. You still want to get out and hit the golf ball. We'll do so today at the Kearney Golf Center, and of course, they've got the batting cages for softball and baseball. Like Daddy says, if little Johnny isn't faring so well at practice or the first couple games, get him in there and get him working on his game. At the Kearney Golf Center, call today 234-6543. They're located just across the highway south of UNK. Well, state track gets underway this Friday at Burke Stadium in Omaha, and one of the teams that was very impressive in districts last week were the Bertrand Vikings, their boys winning it with 123 points, their girls winning a little bit closer race with 90 points, edging out Loomis, and some great athletes are headed to Omaha for the Vikings, home of Tony Davis. But instead of talking to Tony about track, we're going to talk to Brad Rankin, the head coach of the Vikings, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for hanging with us. We appreciate it. Your kids put in a really good performance on your home track last week. Were you expecting, I want to start with the boys, because we know the girls, with Taylor Taha leading the way, you're going to get some points. But with Mr. Shipp injured, did you think that the boys would be able to do what they did?
Probably wouldn't have put any money on winning it, but I kind of had hopes. But Overton gave us a good run. They weren't that far behind us. I believe they were 13 points behind us, and they had a lot of qualifiers. So the wind hurt some of our times a little bit. They weren't quite what we wanted them to be, but overall we had a successful district.
Brad, Doug mentions Taylor Taha, and she receives a lot of the publicity and she deserves that publicity with what she's been able to do on the track year in and year out. But you got some other girls coming with her. Tell the people who's going to Omaha on the girls' side.
Yeah, well, along with Taylor, for the fourth trip in a row is Jennifer Denail, who's been state champion in the vault for the last 2 years. She's a Class D state record holder. She's gone 10-6. A couple of times this year, hopes to go 11 again down at state. We'll see what happens there. She's got a partner that goes with her every year that doesn't quite place, but she's sure had a lot of success, and that's Desiree Younger. She's a 9-foot vaulter, and maybe things will fall in place for her this year. Maybe she can place. Amanda High is going to make her second trip down there. She's qualified in the 800 and in the 4x4. Rachel Ford's another one that qualified in the 4x4, her second trip down there. So those are the five girls that are making the trip.
Let's talk about Taylor. I know stars always get publicity, but there's a reason. That's because they're very, very good. When you look at Taylor on the grand stage, she wasn't looking at qualifying for state. She's looking at winning gold medals at state. As you look now at the district charts with them all in, where does she set? Where is she going to be the strongest, which I assume will be hurdles?
Yeah, I'd say she's definitely favored in both the hurdle races. There's really, if she runs like she can, there's probably nobody going to be close, but you know how it can happen at state. You know, mistakes can be made and things can happen, but she's not one to make mistakes, and if things fall in place, she should be able to win both of those events. In the 100, I'm not so sure that she couldn't do very well there, too. She got beat at districts by Brannigan from Shelton, but I think with a little more rest after the highs before the 100, I think she'll do real well in the 100, too.
Brad, when you talk about an athlete like Matt Shipp and somebody who was chasing your school record, obviously you injured him shortly after that record.
We were trying to make him a shot putter district. That didn't quite work out.
It's been a long time, obviously, since somebody came around with your ability in the 800. But to see him run, have you ever saw an animal in the 800 run like he does?
No. No, I haven't. You know, and it probably won't happen again, at least at Bertrand High School. You know, those kind of people don't come around very often. He's just a real efficient machine, and he just has it all. So it was a lot of fun.
But he's been battling injury. Kind of give us an update on where he's at and what he's expecting in Omaha.
Okay, well, he hadn't ran for about almost 5 weeks before districts, and then he competed in the Open 400 and the 4x4. Had only practiced, really just had one fairly intense workout before that. He was sore the day after districts, couldn't work out on that Thursday. On Friday, we did a real short, intense workout, just a hard 300 and a hard 200. Came through it pretty good. Is recovering right now. Recovered Saturday and Sunday. And this afternoon we'll do another short, intense workout. And I guess we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Brad, talk about the decision to run him in the 400 and not place him in that 800. Was it just strictly he could not go that far?
Well, that's kind of what we were afraid of a little bit. He did that one workout that I was telling you about. He went out and ran back-to-back quarters just to see what condition he was in. He ran the first quarter in 53.7, and it was real easy. So right there we decided, well, if he can run an easy practice quarter in 53.7, maybe that's the event that he ought to be in rather than putting quite so much distance on that foot. So that's when we decided to go with the quarter, and then if he could last for the 4x4, we'd go ahead and do that, and he did, although he was hurting considerably at the end of that 4x4.
Brad Rankin, the head track coach at Bertrand, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Before we let you get out of here, you have a relays that are going to state, but you also had a couple of district winners in the distance races in the 1600 and the 3200. Expectations there?
Yeah, Dustin Rankin, he's a sophomore. This is his first trip to Omaha. He won 3200-meter run. He doesn't rank high in with all the runners, but keep telling them if he gets into a fast pace down there, you never know what can happen. The girls we don't have any distance runners. Well, we have a half miler, Amanda, that made it, and she's about sitting about like Dustin. She's in the slow heat, but there again, we haven't had a lot of good weather lately, and she's been running pretty fair times. If she can drop that down, she might sneak in there for a place. And our girls 4x4, that's going to be an exciting one because Humphrey St. Francis ran a 408.9, I believe, at their district in good weather. We ran a 413-something in windy weather, so we're hoping that can be a place where we can turn some points around with St. Francis because they're going to be favored to win.
Brad, overall, your chances of bringing home the big trophy at state, or what do you hope to do down there as far as a goal for these kids?
Like I say, and the girls at Humphrey St. Francis, they look like they're on paper right now, they look like they're about 7 points ahead of us or something like that. But there's a couple places where we could turn things around there with Taylor and the 100 and with the 4x4. And they are depending on three relays, and you know how things can happen in that 4x1. So we'll just do our best and see what happens there. The boys, it looks like Pawnee City would be picked to win. They're really strong in the field events. You can't eliminate Elwood, if Bryson Malberg happens to have a great meet, he can score a lot of points by himself. So I'd say Pawnee City favored there. St. Francis favored in the girls. We would probably be picked for second in the girls, and we'd probably be in a group of selections in the boys that are all going to score probably around 20 points. So that could go to just about anybody.
Well, Brad, congratulations on bringing home both district championship trophies. You just kind of had to transport them from the school to the track back over to the school, so I guess
right.
That's not a bad deal.
That's right.
We will see you in Omaha. We appreciate the time this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Take care.
You bet.
Brad Rankin, head track coach over at Bertrand. They were one of a handful of area teams. Ansley was another one that won boys and girls district titles. Very tough to do.
Yeah, very tough to do, and I think probably the sad thing, if you're from Central Nebraska, you wanted to see Matt Shipp and the events But when you don't run for 5 weeks, many people thought the year was over and he would just transfer his career to the University of Nebraska and start running distances there. So a little bit of disappointment as well as Bertrand heads of the state meet with him not being able to compete in that 800.
Well, a team that is going down on paper as an overwhelming favorite of the Kearney Bearcat boys track team, and Roger Matheson is going to join us here in our next segment. They've won 20 consecutive districts, and, Daddy, you say that this is the first time during all those years that they have actually qualified an athlete in every one of the 17 different events.
Yeah, I'm told every event somebody has qualified in, three other times. Two times they did not have a quarter miler. The other time they did not have somebody in the 110 hurdles, high hurdles for the boys. But every event is covered this year. I'm not sure that's ever been done in the state of Nebraska. I would go out on a limb and say it's never been done. We'll see if Roger Matheson knows that, because if there's anything to know about track, he knows.
He knows. He has the encyclopedia in his head, and we will be catching up with him. Plus, we've got more sports to talk about. We'll be back with more after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right, this has gone far enough.
This doesn't make any sense.
Well, dude, this is really cool stuff.
More coolness in a moment with Doug and Danny at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
The official candy bar of Major League Baseball is proud to introduce the 7th Inning Stretch. Now, I know what you're thinking. The 7th Inning Stretch already exists. It's when we sing, "Take Me Out to the Ball Game." Well, you're right. Except this Baby Ruth 7th Inning Stretch is a limited edition candy bar. And it's so loaded with peanuts, caramel, and nougat that there's 30% more of it to savor. It's the perfect way to celebrate the 100th anniversary of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. The Baby Ruth 7th Inning Stretch from Nestle. Savor the good stuff.
Do you have credit card debt? Is it difficult just making your minimum payments? Are you tired of the harassing calls? Call the Financial Future Network and settle your accounts for less than you owe. The call is free, confidential, and there's no obligation. Enjoy the freedom of debt-free living. One simple call can eliminate your debt in a fraction of the time and for less than you owe. It's simple, secure, and smart. Stop the harassing calls. Legally reduce your debt and lower your monthly payments. Call now, 800-541-5054. Get a low monthly payment that fits your budget. That's 800-541-5054.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
HastingsLink.com.
HastingsLink.com?
HastingsLink.com.
Link what? What is it?
HastingsLink.com.
Like L-I-N-K?
Wouldn't you like a website that had local news, up-to-the-minute local weather, local sports, plus all the national news, business news, and entertainment news you need? It's out there. It's HastingsLink.com, your complete local information site. You can even post a free classified that'll be looked at by people around here, not in some other state. Check it out. HastingsLink, L-I-N-K.com. Your link to Hastings.
We'll see mainly sunny skies across the area today with a high temperature around the mid-70s. Winds out of the southeast will stay at around 12 to 25 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see some increasing clouds and a chance of scattered showers and storms developing. Lows near 47, back to 63 for high Tuesday. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 61.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Royals finally won a game yesterday.
Yes, they did. 4-0. That was their fourth shutout of the year. They only had six all of last year.
Well, you know, I'm not so worried about the shutouts. I'm worried about some wins. But UNK a winner, Huskers a winner, Royals a winner.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut
two hitter yesterday from Brian Bannister.
12 games in a row, the Orioles have beat our beloved Kansas City Royals.
And the Orioles haven't been good.
Would have been their first four-game sweep with the Orioles since 1989 or 1999 on the road. If you can believe that.
Oh, yeah, because it's a strange. How many four games? Yeah, okay.
But, Doug, there's, you know, we're talking baseball. We're talking, it doesn't matter, Legion baseball. We're talking 9- and 10-year-old baseball. We're talking T-ball. Well, you're talking Misco Sports because they've got the gloves, bats, cleats, bat bags to go for all your kids' needs. Doesn't matter what level of play. You got teams and coaches equipment, as everything else down there, hitting nets, uniforms, bases. They've got all the bats, baseballs, softballs, every level of play. Misco Sports is where it at. Is where it's at. Ask Steve, Steve and the gang. Get down there today. They can order it in for you. If they don't have it on hand, it'll just take a day or two. They will get it for you. Clubs, bats, cleats, and bat bags. On the bricks of downtown Kearney Center, Misco Sports is where it's at.
We'll chat a little hockey. We'll talk a little basketball as well. And UNK track is winding down their outdoor season. But state track wraps up this week. And, you know, kind of the biggest event or the biggest event. It's not kind of. It is the biggest event of the spring sports season. It's going on at Burke Stadium in Omaha. And you know what? The Kearney Bearcats got a chance to have districts at Burke Stadium in Omaha. And I'm sure that was the big advantage for the Kearney Bearcats. Roger Matheson joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning. Congratulations. I think we've lost Coach. We will try and reestablish connections with the coach. Coach, are you there? Now, we'll try and reestablish connections with Coach Matheson. While we do that, Daddy, and we will reestablish our connection, is the NBA playoffs, I mean, seriously, you lose by 20, then you go home and you win by 20? I mean, come on.
Well, only one road team has won.
The Lakers are right now the best team. And that's sad. I don't like to say that. It pains me to say that, almost like if you had to mention the Yankees in a positive tone. But, I mean, at least the Lakers are showing something on the road. Those were two hard-fought games. Went to overtime yesterday with Utah, and they will win that series. But, you know, Boston just gets thumped, Cleveland, New Orleans, everybody's saying how great they are, and they just get embarrassed twice at San Antonio. And San Antonio looked like a bunch of 80-year-olds in New Orleans.
Yeah, and then it's headed right back to New Orleans, tied 2-2. So, you know, Boston has not won a game, obviously, just in the second round here, but they've had, what, 4 opportunities to win games on the road, haven't been able to do one yet.
And really not that close.
No.
And something else that wasn't that close was the boys' district championships going out at Burke Stadium in Omaha, and we are pleased to be joined by Kearney Bearcat coach Roger Matheson. Coach, good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, I'm glad to be here. I'm fighting a tad bit of a sore throat here today, but I think the allergies are getting the best of me.
Well, you and Daddy must have been on the same fishing boat.
No, I actually catch fish.
Roger, the first question I've got for you, do you know any other track team in the state of Nebraska that has qualified somebody in every event at the state tournament?
Well, no, that'd be pretty difficult to do. We've set the state record a couple of years ago. We've twice scored at the state meet in 14 events, which is pretty hard to do, obviously. But no, that probably is the strength of our team. You know, when people look at the state track, I mean, I was talking to the Omaha paper the other day, and we were talking about that. When people look at our team, really what we are a constant track team. And typically what you see us do is, you know, place people, score people, but compete in every event. A lot of schools, like our main competition this year is Omaha North, and they're kind of known for their sprinters, and Fremont, their distance runners. We probably are a team that probably puts more emphasis on, I would say, covering every event. But, no, that would be pretty rare to do.
Roger Matheson, the head track coach for Kearney High, is joining us. What's the new Burke track look like, Roger?
Looks just like ours, except they got a lot of seating and lights. it's a track very similar to our own. They've upgraded a great deal, and it's a polyurethane track. If you would stick it out here, you wouldn't know the difference between theirs and ours. Only difference is polyurethane tracks tend to be very quick the first, you know, 1, 2, 3 years, and then I don't know if they're quite as fast after that. I mean, they're always faster than asphalt or whatever, but no, it's a real nice facility. They have a few things they could probably do there to upgrade things, but it's very nice. That's one reason why we go to the Omaha Central meet, is I'm a firm believer in, you know, a lot of people have good records during the year, and then at the end of the year, sometimes they get into a little bit of difficulty. And I know there are a lot of reasons why that happens to different people, but one reason we go into Omaha a lot of track is it's solely to get us ready for the state track meet. So we've been there numerous times already. We've been the facility. We know what we're up against. So our kids will be ready for the logistical part of it anyway.
Roger, how many events can this team score in this weekend in Omaha?
Well, all of them. There's 17. We're scoring 17 of them. I don't know. Quite honestly, I don't know. I haven't really put a lot of thought into it, but I think that will be the strength of our team. Invites, you know, when they ran the article in the World Herald the other day, you know, we haven't lost a track meet since 1993. It's been a long time since we lost a track meet. The state meet really is a major more stars. And so last year when we got beat by Omaha Central to state meet, I mean, we had tattooed them by 100. The year before that, Omaha North won. We beat them by 100. The year before that, Freeman, we beat those guys by over 100 in every case. And then, of course, we won 11 years before that. The question will be, we have a few what I want to call stars, but we're more of a team of depth. And so I think you hit the nail right on the head. The question will be, how many of those events can we score in? Because we're going to have to score in the 100, the 200, the 800, 16, 32, high jump. We're going to have to score in a lot of events and just go 3 points, 4 points, 8 points, 6 points. That's how we're going to win the state meet. Where North will come in and they'll go 10 to 100, 10 to 200, 10 to 400, 10 in the mile arena. They're going to go 10, 10, 10, 10, kind of like Central did last year. And like North did the year before, so we're going to have to score in a lot of those if we hope to win our 12th title here in the last decade to have.
Roger Matheson, the head track coach at Kearney High, joining us, and I want to touch on that too, Roger. The streak ends a couple of years where you went in not as the favorite, and I'm sure that was a different feeling. What was that like, and how did you get this team back to where you are the favorite?
Oh, I don't know. I guess we approach it the same all the time. We're not big on the fire trucks and the confetti and that type of thing. We're pretty much on even keel all the time. I would say I approach this year, our coaches did, our kids, same way we approach every year. The assumption here is, I mean, we always know we're going to be pretty decent. The question is, you know, can we win the one at the end of the year? But I think going into the last couple years, even though we haven't won it now for two or three, a couple of those years, quite honestly, had we not opted to leave it few kids home for a variety of reasons, we probably would have done well. But it's not like we were getting, you know, fifth or sixth here. You know, we were state runner-up. You know, we've been first or second to state meet, 16 out of the last 19 years. So I don't think our demeanor changed a great deal. I think our kids, you won't see them all giddy and all hyped up for the state meet. I think it's more pretty workmanlike. You know, you go down to state meet, quite honestly, you take 100% of the kids, how many of those kids go in there with the idea of thinking that they can place? I would say the vast majority don't go in there with the idea of thinking that they're going to be able to do something. But I would say of the kids we're dragging down there, if you would pin them down, each one of them think they're going to score? Yeah, I think they do. But that's probably more of a considered and deployed mindset they've gotten over the years just because of all the kids who've come before them. So I don't know. I'd answer your question more succinctly. I mean, I don't think it's any different. We go about things pretty much the same all the time, and I think they always go in with the idea of thinking that we're going to be pretty tough to beat. You know, like Stu at the World Herald commonly says, the road to state track meet typically goes through Kearney. And I don't think, I don't think it's been probably any different. We've been the top 10, oh gosh, I just read it, like 22, 23 years in a row now. And I think after us, the next best is 5. So our kids are used to being there. Our kids are used to going to Omaha. So I've always said that I don't think high school kids travel very well. I think when you start staying overnight, they have a decided advantage having that state track meet in Omaha. You know, it's a real advantage for them, but we've been able to overcome that, I think, for whatever reason. So I don't know. I think that we'll probably be pretty ready. Our kids aren't intimidated by going east one iota.
Kearney High track coach Roger Matheson joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Roger, we could single out obviously every event, but one event that I find intriguing and probably had another kid or two that could have made it to the state meet, but you can only put three in the event, and that's a pole vault.
Well, I don't know how many more we could have put in there, but we do have another kid who went 13 foot. That probably not going to place, but the long jump probably would have been one where had things worked out differently, we could have qualified more. But yeah, I would say that's the event that we're going to have to drop a bomb on them in the pole vault. I mean, we're going to have to score 20, 22, 24. That is the event where we can score extremely heavily. And we have the two kids who are, by far the best two kids in the state. But again, one of our strengths over the years, we've been just maniacally good in the distances and the weights. Our distance runners have scored over twice as much as the second best team over the last 30 years. And our weight kids have been extremely dominant. Those are events where kids tend to be very consistent. They're like money in the bank. Now when you start talking about hurdles, pole vault, high jump, those events, other factors kind of figure in. And so they're not quite as stable. Although I will say, the vaulters we have, they're about as close to the FDIC as what you're going to get. They're pretty much like playing the bank. But, those two kids, they're both in the top 10 all the time. I always tell people, how do you know if you're one of the great track athletes in Nebraska history? Well, if you're not in the top 10 charts all time, then you probably weren't one of the great track kids in Nebraska. You might have been really good. But those are the great ones, and both those guys are in the top 10. And it took 150 years to put those charts together. That might give you an idea of where Polacek and Maher are. Those kids are tremendous. When you start, I always tell people, go stand up on a platform, and how many of you want to fall back 16 feet straight back? You might want to think about that sometime. I want to go up. I surely wouldn't want to come down.
I think. Well, how far was it, Daddy? 6 feet you fell? I mean, anyhow, Doug and Daddy show, by the way, for the fans, the Class A Boys Pole Vault is that first event on Saturday morning. They go at 9 o'clock, so that'll be going on Saturday morning. Roger, hopefully we can catch up with you next week after a state championship, and we wish you and all the Bearcats the best of luck in Omaha, and we'll see you down there.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Again, I always say the same thing. We will not lose the state championship. We'll do well. Somebody may score more than us, but our kids will do very well, and they're looking forward to it.
More Bearcat power. Roger, have a safe trip.
Thank you. Bye.
We'll see you. Bearcat coach Roger Matheson.
They're not going to lose this one.
No. And you can talk to Roger for an hour, hour and a half, if you wanted to, because we could have asked him what he thought the overall, feeling, overall strength, his track up. You see some events this year, like the boys high jump. Last year, Randall Carter, 7-4, and just missed at a national record, broke the state record. Nobody this year's went over 6'6". I mean, you always have a kid pushing that 6'10", 7
foot. Randall Carter didn't get in before 6'6".
Well, yeah. You're just going, there's some events that are way, way down, and then you see some events where there's a lot of multiple qualifiers, which means that event's way, way up this year. So it'll be interesting to see how things break down there. And, of course, where does this team compare going in to quite a few of them in this run that Kearney High has? I know that Kearney's been favored a few times. But I'm hearing a lot of, I don't hear a lot of people saying, well, if this happens, Kearney's going to win. And that's all there is to it. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll hit the Debt Popper inbox and a little bit more after this.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Doug and Daddy will get right back to you.
Hi, this is Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping of Kearney and Holdridge. Did your lawn get attacked by grubs last year? We can make the attack of the grubs a distant memory with our lawn care program. Call our full-time staff today for a free estimate. You won't believe our prices. Keeping central Nebraska lawns beautiful for almost 40 years. Benjamin's Landscaping of Kearney and Holdridge. Great service, great value.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and hackers invade your business every day through email, instant messaging, web browsing, and your company's website. With no software to install and no per-user license fees, Barracuda Network's firewalls are easy to set up and affordable. Do what 50,000 other companies have done. Reclaim your network with a Barracuda Network's firewall. For a free evaluation unit, call Barracuda Networks, 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to barracuda.com.
I'm sitting in a new Chevy Malibu with OnStar turn-by-turn navigation, which comes standard for the first year. If I want to get somewhere, I just push the OnStar button.
OnStar.
I'd like to get to 23 Front Street.
I'll download OnStar turn-by-turn directions.
Thank you. Now, if I was in an Accord or a Camry, I'd press a button, too, for the automatic window so I could ask someone in a new Chevy Malibu for directions. OnStar is standard on 11 Chevy vehicles for the first year. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations. Turn-by-turn not available in certain areas.
All the excitement of Kansas City Royals baseball is on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Ian in second, and Billy cranks one into center field. Back goes the center fielder, Ian. He can't get it. It's over his head. And one hopping the wall, it is a two-base hit and an RBI for Billy. And the Royals suddenly lead 2-0.
Catch all the action of Kansas City Royals baseball this spring, summer, and fall on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Chipper Jones has already doubled in the first game of a doubleheader between the Braves and the Pirates. His batting average is now 740. Hey, you know, if you're looking for something to do this afternoon, why don't you check out beautiful Prairie Hills Golf Course, where the address says Pleasanton, but they're just 10 minutes from Kearney, 10 miles north on Highway 10. Come play a round of golf and experience a dynamic course design, one that'll challenge your golf skills, yet forgive a little slice or hook in the shallow rough that surrounds each fairway. You don't have to worry about other folks hitting you, because rarely do you have errant shots heading toward you, because they have a variety of, I mean, it's a wide open layout, and they're going to and fro, east and west, and, you know, well, maybe if we're out there, you'd be in the way, but most of the time, don't worry about it. Even though there are leagues on most nights, they're just limited to 9 of the 18 holes, so you can always find room to golf after work, even on league nights, full-service bar, and snacks to cap off your day. Check it out, of course, anytime you want to go inside, like maybe tomorrow, where the weather's not going to be as great, they've got the golf simulator for you as well. It's half-price Monday on the simulator today, if the wind is a little too much for you as well. And, of course, you can check it all out at prairiehillsgolf.com, the website prairiehillsgolf.com. That's Prairie Hills, located just 10 minutes from Kearney on Highway 10. Our Prairie Hills poll and one question: what event are you looking most forward to this weekend? State track, UNK baseball, Husker baseball. That is a few of the choices that are up on the website today. Of course, the playoffs continue as well. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox.
Now, you know that the Dent Popper is home of the Armor lining. Whether it's trek bed or boat, Jeep, or even a golf cart, Dent Popper can protect it today with a spray-on bed liner. Stop in and talk to Scott or Joel for a free estimate. This comes from Mike at Wayne State. Appreciate the email, Mike. Factor in all of the injuries for UNK baseball this year, and UNK baseball's accomplishments this season is even more impressive. I agree with Doug that UNK's weekend is more impressive than Nebraska or anything else this weekend. Central Regional with Emporia State, UNO, Central Missouri, and Wayne State College may be just as tough, if not tougher, than that West Regional.
No, it's not, Mike, but thanks for the email. No, it's not. No, it's not, but thanks for the email. You see, he agreed with me, and then I slammed him.
But see, I'm going back to
this anytime on the web at ESPNSuperstation.com.
I'm going back to office water cooler fodder, what people are talking about. What's the first thing they bring up? That would be
I guarantee you in Kearney, Nebraska, it's UNK baseball.
I guarantee you.
I guarantee you. I guarantee you. I guarantee you. Then you've lost focus. You've lost focus. Hey, what about that Nebraska softball team?
Well, an impressive run, you know, although it ends short. But
am I wrong and bad in this assessment? I'm glad they lost yesterday because they didn't deserve to be in the NCAA tournament with a losing record, leaving out probably a legitimate smaller school somewhere along the line. I mean, they played horrible the entire year. I don't know how they got hot this weekend. I'm glad they did. Yay. Maybe that'll spark them for next year. But, you know, A&M, they won their first conference tournament championship, so congratulations.
Not a senior on the team. So senior on the team.
We'll see if the Huskers can get things turned around next season. Husker golf, we had J.C. Stevenson on last week out of Grand Island. She had the best score for a Husker female in the history of the NCAA tournament. A 4-over par 220, but still the Huskers missed the NCAA finals. This was regionals. They missed the championships by one stroke over 3 days. One stroke. Omaha, your Clark Cup champion. Derek, your thoughts?
Good team. They deserved it, I guess.
They won in overtime against Waterloo, and the Ohio Junior Blue Jackets have ceased operations after all of 2 years in the capital city. But with Fargo coming in, the players go there. The USHL draft is coming up this Wednesday.
Doug, before we get out of here, I want to mention that the favorite horse in this week's Preakness, Big Brown, will not face a Derby starter other than himself. Recapture the Glory came down with a fever. He was the only one going. He could face the 11 other three-year-olds, but none will have been in the Derby.
I want to thank Terry Douglas from the Grand Island Independent, track coaches Roger Matheson of Kearney High and Brad Rankin of Bertrand for joining us today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Later this week, UNK baseball coach Damon Day will join us tomorrow, and a lot more track and high school sports talk. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!